The Rambam, quoting a Gemara in Yuma, beyond the Rambam, as to what is the proper approach as far as publicizing one has done an Aveira. Subsequently, one goes out and does Shuva, he's moved beyond it. Can he discuss what he has done? Is it right or wrong to be mefarish on what he has done? And Rav asks the question that the two psukim in the Torah, one says, Mechasef Shov Lo Yatzliach, don't go ahead and hide what you did. You come to terms with it, you come out with it publicly, it's not a big deal. Another pasuk seems to indicate to the contrary, that Asherei, somebody who is Mechasef or Kisli Pesha, it is praiseworthy to go ahead and not discuss it, not bring it out. What are the two ideals? One, on the one hand, we have a concept that someone to go and do an Aveira against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to speak about it for Rav, even if he has done tshuva, the very fact that you've gone against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a tremendous wrongdoing against Hashem, and it's a lack of respect towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu to get it publicly and say, look, I went ahead against the Melech, against the boss, anything, in a workforce, the guy says, look, I did something against the boss, but I apologize to him. That itself sets a tone throughout the whole company. There's an idea you can't go ahead and say publicly what you did because it sets a bad precedent and it looks bad b'chlal on the Kavod Shemayim. So on the one hand, you shouldn't talk about it. On the other hand, there's an idea that for a full tshuva, one should be going ahead and coming to terms with it and showing people, look, this is what I did tshuva. And there's a lesson to be learned from that. And the different scenario is obviously, but what's the best way to deal with that? So the Gemara asks the question, and there are two truths offered in the Gemara. One is a distinction between chet shebein adam lamakon and adam lechaveroi. If it's between you and Hashem, there it's a direct affront to Hashem's kavod, one should not be discussing it in public. If it's adam lechaveroi, it's a prime, even though that in turn is a chet adam lamakon as well, anything I do adam lechaveroi relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me not to do that, but at source, adam lechaveroi is less of an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least it's not direct. And therefore, to talk about that publicly is not bad, but to talk about a chet adam lamakon is not a problem. Is a problem. Another Maris Mechalik with a different distinction, he says, it depends. If the chet is something which is hidden from the public eye, no one knows about it, I did it in my house, I ate something not kosher, I did something else, it's not mefursim, keep it that way. If it's already mefursim, go ahead and you can discuss it openly. It's already out there, the chil Hashem is already there. So you only stand to gain by saying how you dealt with it, came to terms with it, and the tshuva moved on. So what's the halacha l'maisa? Mishabura speaks about this, it's a big question what the place can hold. But two things come out. There are extreme cases, something which has been adam l'makom, and it's private, one should not be discussing publicly. You keep it between you and yourself. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we say vidui, so we say all these things. But talking quietly between you and Hashem is not revealing anything. There's no revelation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're davening out loud, one should not be detailing a mitzvah, an avera, which has been adam l'makom. Incidentally, saying over the Lashon Al Chet and Lashon Vidui that we have in the text is not really very personal, even though if we may have intentions which are personal, but the Lashon is not personal, and there won't be any pagia in the covet over there, there won't be any problem with that. But generally, on the one extreme, we have both conditions, adam l'makom and it's not mefursim. One should never be saying it publicly. On the other extreme, is if it's been adam l'chaveroi and it's mefursim, then one certainly is allowed to and proper to go ahead and be mefarsim and say how he has moved beyond it. The two middle scenarios, where it's been adam l'chaveroi and it's not mefursim, or been adam l'makom and it is mefursim, those two are mechalikas paiskim, and those the later paiskim seem to say as follows. They say, look, it's a mechalikas paiskim, we don't have a clear halachic ruling one way or the other, so it depends. You sort of have to judge each scenario. What do people know? What people don't know? What's the gain? What's the loss? In those cases, there's room for discussion. But again, something which b'dal l'makom and happened in private, one shouldn't be discussing. I remember hearing a speaker talk about how prior to becoming a Baal Tshuva, he enjoyed veal parmesan. Now, something like that, which doesn't have a specific pe'elus with that mashal, saying that you did an isser previously, you did tshuva, obviously it came from, that in itself would not have a purpose, now would be usser for one to go ahead and say, but the middle two scenarios would depend on the case. Obviously, b'dal l'chaveroi, I'll just do one distinction here. There are times when I do a chet b'dal l'chaveroi, and the damage is something which is widely, it's all over the place. If someone goes and posts online a negative comment about somebody, and it spreads like wildfire, now everybody knows about it, there's no question, in that case, he has to go ahead, and not only that, his friend is not happy in Meichlim, really ever, because the damage, which is so widespread, you can't repair that damage. So the only way to repair the damage is to go out publicly and fire them what you did wrong. And you hope that all people who saw the incriminating first piece of information would also see the second piece of information, which obviously you have no way to know that. And that being the case, that certainly not only could you be mefarshim, but you'd be mechuyev to go ahead and do so to try to rectify what you have done previously. But in the case where one has sinned against Rabban Chaver, someone stole money, it's mefursim that he stole money, but it wasn't damaging to everybody else out there, there he can, certainly, it's mutter to do it against mefursim and Rabban Chaver, right? But there at least he wouldn't have a chiyuv to go do so.